Well, it is, in fact, Tuesday. It's August 3rd. We're now in our first week of August, which is good news because we still have the entire month of August for the rest of the summer. And it is bad news because we only have the entire month of August for the rest of the summer. But in any case, we are celebrating our summer. We are in this week, which is an interesting week. It is not only the first week of August, but it also ends, at least on Friday, with the interesting time for us as Americans where we celebrate not only the Feast of the Transfiguration, but also it is, unfortunately, the anniversary of the dropping of the bomb on Hiroshima. So for us as Catholic Americans, it's an interesting time because it's the celebration of this powerful, bright light of Moses, Elijah, and Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, and at the same time, it's a remembrance of the horrendous bright light that was, in fact, the first dropped atomic bomb in Hiroshima. So it's an interesting time. On a side note, it is also the patronal feast of the nation of El Salvador. So we keep that in mind as well. We also want to look at some of the interesting things going on in our world, especially for this week. Now, remember, today is the 3rd of August. Tomorrow is the feast, or the memorial, rather, of St. John Vianney. Now, if you don't know about St. John Vianney, he was a French priest who lived in the early part of the 19th century, the latter part of the 18th century. He was actually born three years before the French Revolution. So he lived during a very interesting time in France. He was not a priest during the reign of Napoleon. As a matter of fact, he and Napoleon almost, they didn't cross, but they were almost like two ships in the night because Napoleon ended up on St. Helena at the same time that he became ordained a priest in France. But I bring him up for a reason. I was reading the Pilot, and this is actually not the latest edition, but the edition before that. And I saw a column from Greg Erlandson, who was talking about a new document coming to us from Detroit. And the Archbishop of Detroit, who is Archbishop Vigneron. And he's written this document about looking at some of the communications, including ministries, Catholic ministries on the web, and how they aren't really practicing what it means to live the Catholic faith. And so he's given warnings of what to look for when you see attacks or bad messages from some of these venues, including Catholic ministries. But one of the reasons why I want to bring that up is because he brings some interesting points up, but he does a mistake that the bishops have been making for quite some time in regards to this. He talks about warnings and he's advising people away from those communications that offer these bad signs, like one of them is any proposition out of harmony with the teachings of Christ and his church. Now, he doesn't necessarily give an example that I can see, at least Greg Erlandson doesn't, but I'll give you one, for example. Any communication that says that the Pope Paul VI Mass, which is also known as the Mass we normally celebrate, it's the ordinary form of the Mass, is not a legitimate form of the Mass. Bishop Schneider, who is Athanasius Schneider, who is the Auxiliary Bishop of Kazakhstan, says, you know, you can't say that. He's very much in love with both the Vatican II Mass, the Pope Paul VI Mass, and the John the 23rd Mass, which is the one that preceded it, also known as the Latin Mass. And he said, you know, you can't say that because then you're saying every time I celebrate the Pope Paul VI Mass, I'm committing a sin. That's wrong. So he gives that an example, Bishop Vigneron, of any proposition out of harmony with the teachings of the church, of Christ and his church is something we should not take seriously. But what he doesn't say directly, he says it obliquely by quoting Pope Francis, in a sense, he doesn't call it what it is. It's sin. some of these communications, especially if they're coming from so-called Catholic ministries, are sin. Because what they're doing is they're trying to cause division. They're trying to cause a situation where they build the church their way. So what they want to do is they want to break down the church first and then rebuild it their way, not rebuild it God's way. Now, there are obviously some serious changes that need to be made in the church, but they need to be made within the context of what Christ wants, not what we want or what anyone else wants, unless that anyone else is Christ himself. And by not using the word sin, they actually play into the hands of some of these ministries and organizations, so-called ministries and organizations. Because what they will do is they'll come out and they'll say, well, the bishops accuse us of not being charitable, for example. Well, see, I wouldn't do that. I'd say, no, I'd accuse you of being sinful, plain and simple. What you're doing here is sin. And if you are not preaching as the church wants you to preach, if you are bringing faults of the church to fore, that's not a sin. But if you're using it to divide the church and to bring down the church and reform it the way you want it, that is a sin. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this.
You're trying to build the habits of your faith. You seek a reference to help you. Where do you find one? Well, have you read Romans chapter 12? Yes, Romans chapter 12.
Be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Romans chapter 12 is a comprehensive list of attitudes and actions to live your faith powerfully.
Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse.
St. Paul gives us instructions on how to witness to Christ in these trying times.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
So if you're looking for a good, short synopsis of how to live your faith, check out Romans chapter 12 in the New Testament.
St. Anthony Parish, Allston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website. You can listen to the archives of the show. You can send us feedback. You can send us prayer requests. You can sign up for our Substack newsletter. You can listen to the blog, or read the blog, rather. You can also connect with the parish. And one of the things I'd like to remind you is at 7 o'clock today, we're going to have at the parish, 43 Holton Street in Allston, Massachusetts, be at the rectory. We're going to have a discussion of the teachings of St. Thomas Aquinas. I'll go into later at the meeting what we're going to learn exactly, but the some of the teachings of Thomas Aquinas. So that'll be the discussion we'll have today at 7 o'clock at 43 Holton Street in Allston, Massachusetts. So anyway, we're talking about this column from Greg Erlandson, which actually is based on this latest document coming to us from Archbishop, I believe it's Alan, yes, Alan H. Vigneron, who is the Archbishop of Detroit. And he's talking about these groups and people and even ministries that are communicating on the web. And he doesn't use the word that I would use. This is sinful, plain and simple. Anytime you are doing, for example, bearing false witness, that's a sin. That's not being uncharitable. That's not being unkind. That's a sin. That is violating a commandment. It is as serious a sin as is murder, because it violates a commandment, just like the commandment not to kill. I'm always reminded of occasionally you'll have someone say, Father, I haven't been to confession in so long. I've probably broken all the commandments. And my first response to that, and I learned this from another priest, is, oh, who did you kill? And they go, I didn't kill anyone. And well, then you didn't break all the commandments. So, but taking that from the other side of the fence, that if you're breaking one of the commandments, it's as serious as breaking all of them. They have serious repercussions to society and serious repercussions to your eternal life. Yet, in fact, in the name of so-called building a holy church, they commit these sins. It is the exact same thing, and basically they use the same tactics, but it's the same thing as you find from these people who follow Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky says to emulate the devil in order to create a just society. How do you do that? It doesn't make any sense. The devil, which Saul Alinsky recognizes, he says, whether you believe in him or not, whether you consider him a mythical creature or real, he says to emulate him because he ended up being the first radical with his own kingdom. Well, yeah, we call the kingdom hell. But it brings out that same principle. How do you build a just society emulating the very figure of evil, which Saul Alinsky, although he didn't believe in the devil, he understood the symbolism. And it's the same thing. How do you build a holy church committing an unholy act? You don't. And you commit an unholy act if you're breaking the commandments. Some of the other things he brings out is the spirit of division. Anytime you're trying to create division that is not designed to lead to the unity and holiness, you're doing the work of the devil. One of my favorite signs is from St. Peter Lutheran Church, which is in East Hampton, Massachusetts. I think it's either East Hampton or Holyoke, because it's literally right on the line. And you can see it if you take the road up from Holyoke to Mount Tom in that area. And of course, if you know Mount Tom, it's got Holyoke on one side and East Hampton on the other. And there is St. Peter Lutheran Church. And there was a great those little messages they put on church signs. A great message one time. Remember that the devil divides and subtracts, God multiplies and adds. It's not exactly the way it was written. I probably have it in the wrong order, but basically those are the words. And you have to keep that in mind. Anytime you see someone trying to divide the church because they want the church their way, that's not the work of God. And one of the problems we have is when people say, well, that's not being charitable. No, it's being sinful. The act of doing that is considered in the Old Testament. It's one of the tactics used by some of the most evil people in the Old Testament, including Queen Jezebel, who used that tactic in order to kill the enemy of her husband, who was the king, because he wouldn't sell him his vineyard. So keep that in mind. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.